Hello, everybody. So this is another episode of the Mics on Thoughts Out podcast, where we have Olamide, Angel, and Courage. So I'm going to really appreciate you guys because I saw the analytics and I literally don't promote anymore, but you guys are still listening. I and Andrew are like, bro, so you guys really love us. But thank you guys. So today's episode is going to be about the trial and tribulations of being in Covenant University. See, that school was a mess. I'm not gonna lie. That school made me, I didn't cry, but I lost my mind. And I'm very sure that's the same with every other person on this call. So today we're going to give you like insights. So that I went online, right? So let me go and search on this Covenant University. Say, what's going on online? Babes, what do you guys have to say about this dress sense, please?
I think for the dress sense, yeah, I actually didn't have any issues with the dressing and everything. Just that they had their excesses. Like those ankle, till today, I've left that school already a year. I still don't understand the meaning of don't show your ankle or don't wear trousers that are jumpy. I still do not get it. But honestly, I give CU students too. For dress sense, honestly, we are like up to par.
Yeah,
yeah.
I give us that, but you know that whole silly thing that is going on with the whole black on black. You're not allowed to wear black on black, bruh. Why?
Maybe today you don't say come in and no get says.
It's not. I'm happy. I'm out. No, but like,
yeah. I better go wait. So Ula not collect your transcripts. So in case this thing blow. Okay, so next one, he was talking about spirituality. About 80% of C students are quite spiritual. True.
80%, that's a lot of numbers. Nobody, 80% of C students are definitely, you know, quite spiritual. We just have to push through. 80%, you can say, are hypocrites. The rest of 20%,
bro, that was deep.
That's a lie.
Let's say it's 50-50. Yeah. Even that 50-50, it's quite still, because spirituality is quite subjective. The way some people do it and see you, you question yourself, like, do I know God? Like, those people that do it in the hall, my God, I don't know. Those people, they are special breeds. Like, we know you are praising God. We get it. Just be quiet. Do you understand? You're not the only one in the world. We understand. But spirituality, I don't know, Sha. 50-50 for me, Sha. Of course.
Guy, you know this whole Saturday thing.
I'm not going to be like, okay, the whole going to church thing. Because obviously, it helped our relationship with God.
Yeah.
Like, you say, okay, at least I had just helped. And if I was in another place, I probably would not have this type of relationship with God or whatever. But the whole thing was not it. You have to force me to come to church. I'm not going to sign attendance. No, yeah, good for people that were able to, you know, look at God all through. But I bet it's not every Sunday me. I want to be waking up by 6 o'clock to go and worship. I'm just tired. Yeah. And then you make it do or die. Like, what's that?
That guy, I think it was just only Sundays, yeah. It would have actually made sense. But guy, we were doing back to back in our final year. Like,
bro,
we visited chapel that we visited any other person in our lives, and it was crazy. I think your relationship, you had a boyfriend, you had to meet him more in chapel than any other place, bruh, because it was a mess. Jesus.
That's why I said sometimes it's just hypocritical. Because like most of these people that really be doing spiritual shit, like most of them, when you catch them outside.
Bro, if you see
like,
them for Lagos Club, your usher, they give nyash. The usher, they fucking give nyash, man.
Oh my God, speaking of Lagos Club,
you're definitely going to hell.
Speaking of Lagos Club, yeah, so there was one time we were chilling after like convo, right? So the first apartment that my friend took us to wait for, like, because he was, long story short, the apartment that he took us to wait, the person that booked the apartment was the student council. Oh. And I said, oh, like, Jesus.
Now
like,
this.
Man, don't call his name. Like the student council next to hold my teacher and be like, don't make noise. He was the one that booked the, like, he was the girl of the apartment, you know. He was like, what do you want to drink?
Is it those guys that enter that student council? That's the council boys. Student council boys. Student council babes and boys.
It's not the local, like, this one has spoken in chapel, like, a lot of guys. Wow. Really? What kind of drink
guy,
I want to drink?
That's what Angie's saying. This hypocrite shit is real in Covenant. You see people, guy, see fakeness. is an iota of being in covenant. It's like a prerequisite. Yeah. It's like a prerequisite for being in covenant. Fakeness.
The eye service should be real.
Real, like fucking real. More next one, he said food.
Just like, sorry, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm about to call him. Okay.
Yeah, that do that here.
Guy.
Hmm?
That's the old guy, courage. The old guy.
Yeah, do you feel us?
We can come on stage in chapel and be like, praise the Lord. If we're not, we wouldn't have the effort to scold somebody. But you see a babe, and you're checking the babe. She looks good. She looks nice. I mean, I'm all wrong.
Nigga, so you know how to toast babes. You like babes. You like babes. PKM will not be proud.
You guys should stop complaining about seeing your goals. The school is doing the best for you.
Let's leave them for their shit. We tried. We did what we could with that spirituality nonsense, please. Then the food. If you have money, go to the cafeteria and buy assorted. That gave us food poisoning. Okay. If you don't just take your provisions or meet your friend that has money, during my time, I could spend 300 naira for a meal.
Oh, actually, where was 100 level? Pack was 300.
Sorry, let's go back. Now we're talking about, we are talking of the set of November 2021. Food is not fucking 300 anymore. You cannot eat 300.
That's what I'm saying. I saw, like, when I was 100 level, yeah. It was 300. But leaving school was obviously not. How much was it they gave?
It's not 550. I'll be 450 if I don't get it right. Please, no,
I
help.
Think it was 450. Before
yeah,
we left.
Yeah.
Guy, I'm sure by now that thing is already 5:15. By now.
Peace be unto them.
Hey, he said it will take me to dinner.
300 naira food.
Will take you to dinner.
If you are broke, just say you are broke.
What's that? What's that? Omo, I beg. And a very big but chicken
like,
lap.
I mean, look at it, yeah. As much as you know, Steve's food can be trash at times. Like, I've heard from my siblings that Bell's
food is crap. Bell's food is fucking crap.
We have it better compared to those two schools. We have it better when it comes to food. My sister every day is crying.
Yeah.
My brother, too.
When it comes to private universities, when it comes to private universities, if I generally, I think covenants is like they're doing the best, too. Honestly, for food.
Yeah.
So the next one, he was talking about lectures. Lectures run from typically 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. He has not been with Angie. Only allow me this.
Lectures running from 8 a.m. to 9.
Bruh, that's when we go camp building.
9 p.m.
Can't relate. At least I think the latest we've been in our own department was 7.
Oh, yeah,
my
time
was actually very chill.
If me and Olamide start talking about how we wasted so much time with that Angie woman and still nothing about what she taught
only
us.
Only to not learn anything, guys.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Please, let's go to the next one, the next subheading. He said books. The chancellor and every other leader in Covenant University encouraged students to read a lot of books.
Which books are you talking about?
No, definitely. It's all of them DLD books now. Joyce Mary and Co. Yeah, definitely. True that. Let's rock that one off. It's not our business. Hey. So, everyone meet Michael. Michael, Angel.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Michael.
Okay.
Hi.
So, yeah, the next subheading now is sports. There are exquisite sports facilities on campus that suit the needs of students. Swimming pool.
Exquisite for me.
What is process?
The truck
Did they feed this boy?
How long did he last? The truck field that he set.
Jesus.
Oh, everything is.
That's exquisite.
That place just
right
got
there.
Dirty quickly. Exquisite.
Exquisite.
Right one of ten in ten.
My God. Oh my, one of 10 in 10 not fall down, no. Baba, they know they first five schools, bro. They know they first five schools for Nigeria again, no. I don't see them.
Yeah, no, they don't drop.
They don't drop like mad. They don't drop.
And the black said they're still there at 600 to 800.
Yes, they're still there. They never move.
I'm not laughing at them.
Let's wait for them.
So, next one, social life. Yeah, it's not overrated nor underrated. Just come out to your hostel at night. I see students pairing outside cafeteria one. Sometimes they pay all the way to 10 p.m. 10 p.m.
Who? This boy. No, I didn't try this boy. Which 10 p.m.? I mean, there's another 10 p.m.
Your coffee used to be 9. Coffee used to be 9. Then they moved it back to 8:30. Even at 8:30, it's not 8:30.
And even the school now, apparently, from 7 to 7. They see you with man together now, but I like
Angel, stop. Angel, stop.
When it comes to see you, yeah, I don't really talk about like my mouth and all these things, but you see the social one, I have to talk because it doesn't even make any form of sense. Like, those people, like, they made it look like being with the opposite sex was like gender was a crime. Like, it was sometimes if you're walking here and you're holding hands, shame will be catching you. You have to hold your hand by yourself. Like, I don't know, like, it was just something like to me, it happened to me like a lot of time. Like, I'll just stand back and I'll just move my hand on my own because. I don't know, like, it doesn't even make
sense. And they have the effort, like, when I had the lost marriage.
Do you get what I said? They were like, I was hearing that.
You know, I can't remember that kind of thing because I was still feeling like somebody's going to come to go to my house.
Yeah, maybe white boss is waiting for you outside.
Or MSS has you cornered.
Bro. And it's the fact that if you're seen going like for social events outside school and taking alcohol, if you post it on social media and you see it, they have a C in your life. They start saying that you're embarrassing the school.
Do you guys know that people actually went home for that? They actually suspended people for
that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
They look at people's IGs.
Well, Mikey, you do not know. They were a lot that left from our side.
I think I heard about it. There was a girl that I heard about that she went to a club. And there was alcohol there. And before you know it, she got to school. They gave her suspension. People had come for SDC case. After that, she got suspended. Covenant.
Is it fucking
was, there was a time where like people had to start privacy in their account for taking pictures of their pages. Yes, because they
would
look
we
at
did it now. Angel, we both did it.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember.
Did tweet at one time. Be careful what you say on here or something like that. We are always watching something like that.
The fact that when you graduate and they can even take back your result, like I think they did it to see like some top celebrities, like they were like trying to take back your result and everything. I'm like, are you serious? Like we should not like.
I think there was a time
as if you signed blood covenants to this.
I remember the time they were recruiting, was this snitches or what did they call them?
Is it not student something?
I beg.
There's even one time I even feel offense for violation of time order, and that was by 5. Because I was working with man, I swear. I almost feel SDC for that. Man, endurance.
No. The one that killed me is violation of interactive mood. Where did that one
That's the thing, actually, bruh. That's the thing.
What they call it? Is it their book of law? What they call that?
Handbook, so now. Handbook. Courage.
I heard one time that, so I think a girl entered trouble, right? So it wasn't in the handbook. They had to make a, like, they had to edit the handbook just to punish her.
Ah!
Like, they had
what?
Let me tell you this story. 100 level. I was with one girl in Admirable Park. We were sitting down.
What's with that park?
I saw one guy just come from nowhere. Just say, both of you follow me. We entered this car. He was still metres office. He said, carry the ID card. This was 2 p.m. 2 p.m. in the afternoon after test. We were chilling for, I think we had another test that day or something. So we were waiting. That's how they took our ID card. When we went for the SC case, they said we're in violation. I told them for what? I thought I didn't do anything. That this was 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and parents start at 7 p.m. Then I said, the reason why they are carrying us is because that man was the CSO of Kinaland, and he's in a very high position, and he don't want to get in trouble. So I'm going to get in trouble because you don't want to get in trouble. I still find another
I'm done.
Oh, God, Chuku, baby.
That was 100 level. Fresh entry. I'm done.
A fresh entry.
Jesus. Fresh entry. Everybody... it's Wilson, Olamide, Michael, Courage, Angel. This boy is like the finest boy in CU. That was in CU. Sorry. Now,
Michael.
Abuja, don't show. I'm shaking.
Everywhere.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Wilson.
Funny enough, like.
Hi, Wilson.
I'm 30 minutes from. Hey, Angel. Hey, Courage. Hey, Oli. Michael, maybe today we serve each other. Have fun now.
I do.
Love you today. Guy, I'm just like, I'm just like 30 minutes from you, and why did I for sure your side? I
was like, get to the point of this conversation.
anyways, guys, you have suffered in this but like, let me see, what have I suffered? Well, I think I've gone in for examination malpractice and I came out.
I like to hear the story.
Like, it's crazy, but like, I'll tell you. So I don't know if there was this time where you guys remember where they were stopping people from entering the exam because you just had like 15 naira. You guys were owing 15 naira or something. Us guys now. So they thought like me, I didn't I didn't get complete attendance. You know me, I look like a good boy, but for some reason, I always get to do this kind of stuff.
Bad guys don't go for all classes.
So like I entered now, finally. Then they now found out that like as far as some papers were like beside me and some other guys. That's how, when I told this woman that, this thing is not us, that it is, what you're seeing here is in the exam paper. But I don't know if it's like, do they pay these guys?
Like, I feel like they
pay them extra.
Yeah.
I feel like they are just depressed.
No, I feel like they do. Yeah, like, I feel like all of them have like a quota of people they're supposed to bring in.
Because
something happens in Babcock.
Because we made so much sense to this woman and the man, but they just didn't agree. They said you go and sign offense form, we refused. Spanobi today.
They'll even tell you the offense.
Because yes, like we told her no, we're not doing that. That's how like have you guys ever imagined like your writing exam? Imagine your writing exam and they call you that they are waiting for you in MSS for examination malpractice. And some other guys, that's how we went there, guy, there's no question they didn't ask us. They were not trying to put us, those guys, they're smart. They're not trying to put us like, okay, let me snitch on my guys, let me snitch on every guy, like that kind of thing. So let's say me and Michael now, we're there, Michael, go for a beach, but you don't pass. So, they now wanted like me to like snitch on Michael. Like, okay, maybe I'm like, because we didn't do it. There was no proof against us, but they just wanted somebody to get expelled. And I was just like, what type of wicked people are these? And like, I'm like, what kind of wicked people are these? I'm just like, so at the end of the day, I've never been so like, I remember when I told my mom, guy, I don't think I've ever had so much blood of Jesus in my life. But like, I was just shouting, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus.
I told my parents about my experiences. My parents were rant. They still send me back.
Oh. Yeah.
Shout.
Guy, do you get?
It was so frustrating.
I was like, mom was like, what of this school?
Wait, do you guys remember that suppression time? That time they're suppressing people a lot.
Oh my God.
Guy, do you know that they actually, I don't know what was my guy's beef with Kenny. You guys remember Kenny, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know Kenny actually slipped like a proper form of this boy inside the list. You know, they're expelling people that faked exit and everything. Kenny put this boy's name. They took this boy home. Do you know this boy was expelled? They didn't call him for SDC, nothing. He just saw letters straight up go home. Ah,
wow.
Guy, it was a mess. Guy, his parents wanted to QC you. Like, his parents were even having it. And up to now, they never brought that boy back. Up to now.
Wow. Well, they never admit to their mistake.
Which mistake? Stop that thing. What mistake?
They are left by the truth.
Guy, that babe that they raised, that girl in our set that they raped, do you know, and her parents did not do abalagba. You know that matter would have died.
What do that? Just
told you guys. But stop that crap, like, man. Quietly. See you.
Guy, I could not believe that.
The energy, see, you put yourself certain things, they put it in other things, they'll be so much better.
I swear,
right. Like, what people have, what about that
group chat, right?
After this,
I didn't even say shit on their group chat, like, it was pissing my parents, like, it was so annoying. Like, things will happen, parents cannot even say, oh, okay, like, they didn't have a state, they were just paying school fees and pushing that.
Yeah,
like, during provocation, like, the kind of testimony, because that school almost made people's parents actually, but like. You don't have a say. Students don't have a say. Only no. management is
having.
Remember the period where people thought of
appearance. I swear. Now, on Michael.
They are even rude to your parents. They are like, I beg, your parents.
Guy, Conrad, yeah. Is Conrad still there? Parents. Is Conrad still there?
He's sick. No, he's not. Like,
bro, oh my God.
A lot of stuff on you. A lot of stuff on
you. He's not
like
his older parents.
Bro,
that man was
dead.
Come
on,
see,
yeah.
See,
she was
in
there.
Conrad,
I swear, like, for a man that is like heading a school, a like Christian related school, how do you bring out words like that? It's crazy. She is a mess.
Just climb up, all of you are.
The
fact
that
he
saw their parents that day was just so somehow, like, that man was something else, honestly. I got the opportunity to hear stories from one babe, like, I think she was, she's in psychology. She was in psychology before she left. These people and their department, there's always some type of harassment case going on.
Yeah, them and bees are in that.
And they're the psychologists.
Always some type of
and harassment the psychologists.
Going on.
This Michael.
Like, and is it the same school that they want to have the opportunity to
make I swear, me. And they're the psychologists.
And they're the psychologists.
Because I do not go to
church at
night.
No,
and it's always this stupid lecturer.
There was a lecturer that left psychology department. The guy said he was tired and the school was too toxic. The guy left. And he was one of the best psychology professors in Nigeria.
In my department, how many lecturers are left?
Covenant University is toxic to the lecturers and students.
They don't even fear God.
I swear, this is a mess.
It's cool, it's true.
Sometimes
in Bangkok, if you have this thing, drug test, and it comes out negative, you know they'll give you your money back.
Is that thing
like
true?
You will refund, is it yes, they'll refund
you. Are you serious? Hey, Covenant dead body.
You'll be only, you see, what's that, the balance bro for 45
bro, Jim Brunson is still landing us with Coursera bills, bro. Like, nobody understood what was going on, 100K plus. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Covenant did just shake me.
And they said, we won't pay, you won't write it down. Ah, that's
good.
Wild.
Guy, I feel like this. The next subject
is. The thing that pisses me off the most about school is the students. Like, you and I are literally going through what this school is putting us through. And you will still
hardcore.
Decide. You will still
they're hardcore guys.
Oh God.
Cheat on somebody. Just
I do not like student council. I do not like student council.
Make somebody's like this. Like, you will still like decide to do that, but because of what 5K? That will finish under how many hours?
Yes, they paid them.
Oh, I thought it was like
you really have to cast a decision on somebody. You go and tell this person. Honestly, all my time in that school, it was just me, my group of friends. And like, you see, I didn't even have time for like all two guys.
Exactly.
You smoking in my face, but like, I don't want to graduate. Like, I don't want to graduate.
If like, if I'm going to encourage her to smoke,
if I'm going to 200 level, if you're having plenty of friends, if you're having woman drama, man drama, by the time 200 level knock you, don't be tired.
I swear, because by the time they literally started bringing up new rules, by the time they start bringing up new rules, guy, you'll be back to format.
The new rules every semester. Wake up and decide, you know what, you guys, we're not really liking the vibes of your button, so I think you should put it to the next.
Are you saying, yay, bro? So what even happened? I have a very crazy story. So I was at CDS one very funny day. I and Ahams, we actually entered CDS one funny day like this. I mean, my button is always here because I wear black on black, so the button is like literally always here, like there's nothing. And then Ahams now was doing her thing as usual. Do you know, I faced SDC with Ahams based on accomplice, not because my button was down. It was actually very funny. Like, is that a complete thing? Like, what the fuck? And it's an actual thing in the handbook. I actually went to check the handbook before this thing. And actually, so like, an accomplice will actually say the same shit.
But like, some of the things, like, that as much as things can be stupid, so I always feel like sometimes the students are the one way they bring wahala to us. Honestly, they started with the whole hair drama, it all started because why is your hair between your leg?
Do you care? If we call names of our bills with our sets now, we will be like,
why is your hair between your leg? Why?
I don't know what to wear again. I don't know why we're arguing. Nah, that's really stressful. I remember the day they wanted to call orientation for speed. There was no Wi-Fi in hall. people were just lying down and crashing. I want to run and start shouting, TTG, TTG, TTG. Everybody just started rushing. That was very wicked.
Yeah, you, you guys remember that Founders Day? Like, that we didn't know we were supposed to go. And Papa landed. Bruh.
I dropped out of my bed.
Like, I was Angel, we're on the same floor. We ran together. Yeah. Sorry.
Only for just climbed in, just said, if they are not here in the next
in the next
Jesus,
bro. They all expelled.
I didn't have the opportunity to buy. Like, I was just like, let me get out of here first. I just walk wherever and run for my dear life.
Is that that my department?
Yeah, somebody was.
My lecturer was a CU student. He was telling us that, I don't know if he was lying. He said during service,
somebody's phone was ringing.
And Oedipo now got angry. He said he threw the mic at this. I started laughing. He really went David on them. David and Goliath.
The next of head, you know, is Indomie kettle and pure water. I don't get what this pure water is. But apparently, do you remember this time they said bringing, like, whenever you bring Indomie, you must bring extension or you must bring a cord that has to be mouth. You will remember.
I have a question for girls.
I didn't remember what to bring Indomie kettle.
Why do you guys to bring your whole kitchen up?
Because you're suffering. His reasons like this, that's why we bring our
whole kitchen.
My cousin
why would you be bringing onion? Like real onion.
Why? Who is that idiot? In Covenant.
The students
we have our own problems, because why the hell are you doing that? Why the hell are you doing that?
Tomatoes.
You not come to those people, not supposed to tell people not come to the whole place and be searching your place for his cooking.
My boy is mad. One boy was planning how you can plant ugu in front of John Hall.
I
feel like as time went on, I feel like we just found a way to adapt into the system.
Angie, that's premium. If you don't adapt, you go home. You don't want to be in your house.
The school has just let you know.
I know what you're saying.
So
I
somebody called.
Most of us just wanted to graduate. Honestly, like, man, yeah, I just want to be done by 4 years. That's why we just have 2 years.
I had my as I was eating level. Like,
cause you know, this DLD should have happened. Apparently, it was a system failure that messed people up. Including mine, system failure.
Hey, system failure don't make you graduate after 4 years. Jesus.
System failure. I just looked at the guy. Wow. I think I'm already here to write the exam. I can't even start spazzing. I just laughed, wrote my exam and left. Like, I didn't even have strength.
Speaking of system.
Oh God, say your own. This one's under. Oh God, it's another person. Like, I see her show Pepe.
That's how my grading come out.
With this cover list.
But I need to talk too much. How my name was on the list before. I didn't even know when I started taking
walk.
I started taking walk. You know, the man was looking at me.
My friend said,
I beg you, commit suicide.
My friend sent the list to me. I did not see congratulations. My heart just stopped. I was eating a bar. The hunger just left my body. Why you not happy? I just started reading this. I checked. Finished. I said, I just dropped my phone. I just went on my knees. Said, Father Lord, it's been long. Let's make a deal. Oh God, it was very shocking, honestly. But
it's been long.
In the end, man.
Bro,
what already?
Okay, I think this episode has been very sad.
Bro, Covenant showed me.
That showed all of us, I beg. And then there was even the whole one now.
We
guys. I didn't know what started irritating me now was when
I love Covenant drama.
No, I don't. I actually don't like Covenant Investis drama, because whenever they start like this, whenever they want to start with us, everybody's fucked. Because you know that whole period now with that whole rape thing, then I started calling us back to back to back, bruh. They don't rape the babe. Go give the babe therapy, you know, no be yours.
After project,
when I mean drama, I don't mean school student. Oh, drama. She's student. Like student drama. I'll just be talking about this guy.
When people are just airdropping other girls with drink service.
You're set. Angel, you're set. I'll just be like, how would you just have the balls to just like gifts? Like any, it's not even the guy you know, anyone that is or anybody that's online, just drop it. Just take. Have a nice day.
I
couldn't.
Sorry, guys. We didn't talk about the student council guys that are not actually for the student, but rather
we just said about Teofilo. Starting that one now.
I had this big drug. I was not hearing stories. I never confirmed anything.
But yeah, just to place emphasis, Sha. It can be turned. It was turned. Emphasis, it was turned to a brothel.
There was one time you see you, yeah, where they were like limited about data, something like that, that you'd be online, something like that.
That we all have to use VPN.
This is some site,
right?
Yeah, you couldn't
use VPN. Because I had one student council in our department. This girl defended, like, she 2 hours of class, like she used it to defend why CU should do what it did. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, are you trying to understand? Like,
I think they are paying you.
I hope she's working there right now.
Honestly, I hope that they gave her a job. She's like, not on the street carrying like file.
She gave a reason for everything. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, please, I want to graduate tomorrow because I cannot even. And like, I was so disgusted. Like, what is that? Like, yeah, some state counselors who agree that school is like annoying. And just accept that your school is annoying, then you cannot correct me. She wasn't accepting anything. She was not, and she was.
That you know the most disgusting one, yeah, was that of our convocation.
You cannot tell shit. There are some things to them that you cannot tell shit. Like
what she defended.
They don't want to hear that. Like, that's not possible. Covenant can do no wrong. If today they should pick them up and Covenant, she say every morning jumping from your floor from 300 floors to 100 floor, they will gladly jump from 300 to 100 floor.
Yes, no.
I feel it's like the first mechanism. Right. You know how you're talking about adapting? I think they've already adapted since like 100 level. Because for us, you know, we're already rebels. All of us will be rebels. We don't tire, we don't gas.
My dad was telling me that thing. He said, my dad said, wake up every morning like nothing is happening.
Exactly. Said, like, that's what they do. Like,
and they didn't adapt. They entered the end of
that. Like, I beg, do you remember that day of convocation, yeah? That no, the day before, Angel, remember now they forced you guys to go for Founders Day. What rubbish! That irritated me. Then the next day, girls that are on like 2, 3, 4 piercings here should go to the back. Then people that are on normal distance should come to the front. What?
I didn't went to the church, guy. They said my clothes were not in compliance.
Me, I was even late. Me and Angel, we are late together. We were graduates. What I'm even waiting for now is when they'll tell master students now that they'll have curfew for when they go out and come inside. That's what I'm waiting for now.
I told my father they didn't have to fight.
Advise their papa. My father did not even think of my brother going there again. He said after me, I was the lab rat. Guys,
I take you so much serious. Anybody that says my child is thinking of, I said
don't do it. Like even my team lead, like where I work. My team lead has two children that went to Covenant. Both of them, they don't poach them out because it's like, bro, they would turn you mad. I beg
you. Do you get, and they keep saying the benefits, but I, how many people have the strength to actually look, go through the end to see the
benefits? How many people are using
the degree that they even graduated
Guys, do you guys remember when they said this started spreading now that whenever they catch people giving, the security guards force the girls to give the guy head or have sex with the guy?
That one has been happening since.
Yes,
no. I didn't help that one.
Why?
Sometimes they still
switch. Why?
Oh, God. Oh, my God, you guys. Never talk about this one when it comes to businesses in Covenant University.
Trying to acquire school, they are not supposed to have a scholarship. Don't sleep with man. Don't fuck with man. Don't do shit with man. Just go to school, brah. Go to school.
They used 2 weeks to tell you how your husband.
Bro, if you are breathing wrong, you can literally take SDC. That was bad.
Guy, oh, you're using 100 level. You don't really want me. See, me man, no touch me, man, no near me. 2 weeks before they come out, you can't want me. See, man, sit down close to much. Shall I cook at the feel like she's on top? Maybe I want tongue tricking me mad. Let me that.
Covenant is really not for the weak.
Yeah, it's please. It's not.
If
you're
feeling the wrong thing,
it's those guys from school that always.
No, it's always actually very annoying. When you go on Twitter.
The school needs to work out administration. The school needs to work out administration and management, because other than that, the school has the potential to be a very good school.
Yeah, honestly, definitely.
The school management is filled with a lot of people that just do eye service.
That's why about that CSIS guy that stole like
100 million
or something. That's the CSIS guy that
stole money for themselves.
Yes, no. Michael, the guy was flying plane.
They now reported him. They arrested him. They said when they arrested him, he was now greasing the palms of the law, waiting for now to the case under his own hand. Dropped him straight to the FTC. And you know you cannot bribe the FTC 100 million. It will finish like that now. So that's how they caught the guy. This school has so many corrupt people. So many cases. From other level, I saw the guy's vibe and I think
it's just annoying. Like, I hate it because like this school really guys is on like the pretense of Christianity. You guys every time you're coming Monday and Tuesday or whatever day to tell me about Christianity, blah blah blah. But you guys are not even doing anything Jesus like. You are doing nothing Jesus like privately. Like what's that?
There's rape, there's extortion.
You don't understand. You can't kill somebody.
There's corruption.
Just to kill somebody, that's what I mean. Let's
how do you protect your students? Go. Like, what's that, Robbie? Somebody is talking about rape, and you tell the person, oh, take 5.0. 5.0 will kill you, dear, your children.
5.0.
Oh, God.
I really tell the person to shush about it. They are crazy.
Yes.
They care more
later,
about
no, the later, mental health
of their students. They'll
be the first person to tell students how they should be snitching when something bad goes on. But when something bad goes on,
They called us chapel and said when issues happen, we should not go outside and tell anybody. We should stay in the school.
Like what is that rubbish? Like what's that? What's that?
You know, they care about the image of the school.
Azu. I don't collect my transcripts. Azuna goats.
You guys, we didn't even talk about their medical center. Oh my God.
Guys, you know, if you talk about Covenant University today, this episode enter 2 hours.
When I said that school is place priorities, because the first time in midnight, that was like 300 level, I went to the health center. They didn't have the, because this asthmatic, whatever I mentioned, they didn't have it. Like, they didn't have this stuff. And I'm like, if you guys put in so much effort to the things that actually matter here, you guys have actually gotten to the top. Honestly,
yeah, they're doing automatic sliding door.
The thing of biometrics, new machines for biometrics, so they'll catch us in shit.
Every time.
Think about the health.
I break my leg. You give me malaria as well. You want?
Michael, stop.
Every year, someone is dying.
200 levels, somebody died. 300 levels, people are waiting.
And you can't even
tell. They understand there was food poisoning outbreak.
Guy, do you know how they do you know how the elders with that food poisoning? They didn't even know if anything was happening.
They didn't even know. Because like, you can't tell me your child died and cannot. I must say, like, you cannot. So like that, your child died in this school. You paid millions of. You cannot react. Like,
what can they even
like, do? I don't even know. Like, that
because you don't even know the family's financial standing, and you still have an army of lawyers.
Yes, an army of lawyers. You can't drag CEO.
The fact that this woman, I didn't hear her voice, I didn't hear any background story, and your only child.
It's not easy to drag you. Remember, there was this time that final year decided not to go for final year decided not to go for service one time. There was one set. They now wanted to expel all of them. They now have to come back to write the exam.
Hey, yeah, now that
can't. But you know, be happy with our sets now. You know, our sets now get the snitches inside.
It's not easy to drag over there. Even if you go outside and make noise, people here still not sympathize with you. They say, "Hey, it's not good." Like, but sorry, Sha.
Sympathize, okay, can we carry on?
And after that, it will keep quiet. You can't drag. How many lawyers are in Nigeria? The good lawyers are too expensive. It's all this charge and bill you see in everywhere. Covenant, they have proper lawyers, so it's not easy to drag them. You need a lot to drag them.
I mean, you can't really convince people.
Amo, people of God, thank you for being on this episode. It was worth it because I'm angry. I don't think I'm anybody will go Covenant as a fool. But yeah. Thank you guys. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Olamide. Thank you, Courage. Thank you, Ogo. Thank you guys so much.